Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode.
Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show and it's professional.
Some people call it a no-show show. It sounds like a sexy show to me. Yeah, it's a no-show show, but it's with Todd Glass and Cody Woods. Cody?
Hey, Todd.
Hey. We're outside, and I'll tell you why we're not doing a show in a second, but I'm going to put this recording device down. Cody, good to see you.
Great to see you, Todd.
This is just real intimate. We're on the patio, but there's no podcast equipment because it is now... I figured out a way to do it back in the podcast studio, but rearranged. Very safe. And wait till you see pictures. You are going to fucking... At least I was. Like, the way it is now, it's... I want it to return, but it's sort of cool. And I won't even try to explain it. But we have, you know, Max Beasley now doing, you know, the board and... We're putting a basically like half a wall is going to be plastic, you know, framed out like pieces, like 54 by the length of the ceiling and just all these inserts. So half the room will be cut off. That's where Max is going to be with, you know, the board and everything, but through very, very clear. It's like plastic you use sort of like on boat windows, but very thin, you know. I got a roll of 40 feet of it. And then we're making like these squares, and then me and the guest right by the door of the studio. We're taking the barn doors off. We're going to be sitting right at the edge. I got it all figured out. That's enough, but I'll send you pictures. So I unhooked everything that was out here on the patio, which I'm so happy to do because it was two setups and I didn't like it. In my head, I want things organized. No, the podcast is in there. This is during the pandemic is where we hang out. So now it's back to just being like an outdoor living room. That's where Cody is. We just hung out for a while, ate some dinner, and now we're out here back to the clean area that I like it to be. Less things. And the music's going to be better in there because it's the regular sound system. It's now I have guests every week, and we have Max Austin Beasley at the soundboard. You know, I miss being able to build bits. Like, this week, we were just going online and getting the car start and the car door slam and the rev of the engine. And already, I'm thinking of a million bits that Rory Scovel could do. Or James Adomian, you know? You know, all of a sudden, in the middle of the show, you get a door slam. I go, why do you got to leave? I didn't mean to insult you. And then you hear the car start up. But there's one where the car won't start for like 3 minutes. And I could picture Rory. Rory, just come back in. You know, so I'm excited to do the show this week just for those bits alone. And so now with Max, every week, I'm able to throw things on the board. And I did miss doing that. But more than that, even, I miss building bits. Like, we used to edit things down and, like, and then build like six little sound effects that encompassed in one bit, like the car starting. Remember, we had the one where you would drive into the lake, like the guest finally the car, and then they go and push. Oh, we take a road trip, the whole family. I go, you guys all want to get a road trip? Yeah. Oh, Max, if you listen to the show, I'm going to find out. And we would get door slams. All right, everybody get in the car. Door slam, door slam, door slam. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. We'd always act so excited. And we'd start the car, and then we'd go, oh, God. I go, hey, but pull over. Before we take off, what's everyone looking forward to the most? And then we'd go around the room, and then, you know, like you'd say, around the car. And you hear the car revving, because he had one sound effect for that. Door slams, he'd layer them over each other. And we'd all tell, you know, why we're looking forward to this trip. You know, for me, it's a time with my family. And we knew where the bit was going. So we just, and then I go, all right, start the car up. We're going wherever we decided we were going. Rev the engine, finally, boom, literally 3 seconds later, it's a car going into the river. Psh, ah, shit, all right, everybody, is everyone safe? And we never end up going, and that's where the bit ends. It's just all this buildup to then the car, boom, right into the river.
Right.
Can you tell, do I seem okay?
Yeah.
I do?
Is that blood in your eyes?
Oh my God, is that bad? So anyway, Cody just had a hit.
Yeah, it's doing good.
So I'm enjoying being out here. So this is why the no-show shows, even on the Todd Glass Show, are very exciting. Now, I have two things I want to talk about on this no-show show. Number one, who is the band that I've been listening to?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you said you were going to remember.
Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Sammy Ray and the Friends?
Yes.
I am loving Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Well, Samantha.
What?
It's Samantha Ray. And the
it's
Friends.
Samantha Ray? Why'd you say Sammy?
Because I'm high. But
don't be disrespectful. I hope she doesn't hear the show and end up suing us for what you did. So it's Samantha Ray?
Samantha Ray and the Friends.
I love everything about them. Everything, the band, everything about them is great. It's, she is just unbelievable. I'm trying to just go non-binary all the way, but you know what? It's a process, and it's a process I don't mind taking.
Yes.
Even if some people don't care, it's moving in that direction. Go with it gracefully. It takes a while. You know, if you start early and you don't fight it, you have so much time for it to. It's okay if it takes a while. All you got to do is just start trying in increments. It's going to happen. You don't have to be scared. You only have to be scared if you start doing it in 10 years. If that's when you decide, oh, God, it's almost, yeah, then it's scary. But if you just slowly, it's anything, anything. So I hope I didn't go off on a tangent. I don't know how they identify. But anyway.
Well, Todd, I'll tell you this. They identify as Sammy Ray and the Friends. Because I had to go look it up just now.
Sammy Ray. Well, I didn't mean identify as their name. I meant
does
she identify as them? Who knows, you know?
But I forced Samantha, and I want to be sure.
Samantha Ray?
And it's wrong. It's Sammy. I was right.
It's Sammy Ray. I knew it. See, you're not a true fan. I smelled it all along. What did I write down on this piece of paper?
That's on the back of
what's it say? Read it.
Listen.
All righty. I don't think I need to say any more.
Todd, you're writing on my Sammy Ray poster.
Oh, shit. Sammy Ray. So anyway, you know, I'm done. I don't need Orville Peck anymore. I don't need Andy Frasco. They're old news. No, I like always finding new music. It's very exciting. And it's fun. It's fun to have new bands to listen to. And I have been just loving them. Like, I like her whole energy on stage, even before she gets to a song. And it's just a good energy. It's so, if you don't believe in it, if you believe in energies, like I know everyone does, but then sometimes you see someone, you're like, that's just exudes good energy. That alone I like. It makes you think right away when you watch people like this, oh, I bet if I went to one of our shows, it's a gentle, kind, loving atmosphere. You know, I feel that way when I saw Ezra Furman. There was no doubt in the room. This is what happens when the message you put out is of love and tolerance and just kindness and sweet. Yeah. The audiences, that's the audiences you get. And that's, you know what? That's invaluable. And that is, I watched one video and I already thought that about her. Now I've watched a lot more since, but I thought that after one video, I was like, I fucking love her. So I wish they lived in California. I can get them onto the show. Like Andy Frasco. I want to do what I did with Andy Frasco, which is, by the way, I'm going to say it again. Glass Frasco Christmas. I don't understand why it doesn't. And I know this sounds weird to say it. Maybe because it's a commitment. You know, stand up is like, you know, maybe I just answered my own question. I didn't want to watch something for an hour last night, but I watched Tim Heidecker, his stand up, which I want to remember to talk about because it was so fucking amazing. I loved it. But hold on. Why am I yelling? My neighbors are going to think I'm a lunatic. They probably already do. So let me talk. So we'll get to Tim Heidecker. Please remind me. Tim. Okay, but first, Sammy Ray and the Friends. Okay, so I think I went on to talk about something else. Didn't I?
The stand-up. I mean, it was hilarious. Wasn't that where you're going?
What stand-up?
Well, the act that you're talking
about. Oh, Tim Heidecker. No, I'm going to go back to that.
Okay.
But there was something else that we were talking about. Yeah.
Well, I'm pregnant.
No. No, it had to do with... Hold on. It was Tim Heidecker, I didn't want to get sidetracked, but we were on our way. We were talking about something. Seeing somebody, the message they have is you get that type of audience, and that's what, and that's so anyway, yeah, I guess so. Oh, Andy Frasco.
Yeah.
So stand up, like last night, I didn't want to commit, but when I knew what it was going to be, basically stand up. I didn't mind the commitment to that because it's someone I think is funny. It's probably going to be good because they're funny. Mm-hmm. So maybe people feel that way about stand up because. My stand-up has gotten a lot more hits. And they're completely two different things. My stand-up, The Event of a Lifetime, they're completely two different things, but I think one is because it's you know what you're committing for. Mm-hmm. The Glass Frasco Christmas, it takes a little... I think to really enjoy, you got to be in right mode, high, and then just sit down. But it's an hour.
Yeah.
I think it's 55 minutes, I think. Is it or is it 35?
If I remember right, it's 55.
I wish you could look. Can you look on your... Can we...
Let's see here.
We're going to do real time. See, this is a no-show show, and we're doing research. Like it's a real show. And there's betting music playing. Betting. Okay, do you hear that, the way it came in? This is something, folks. This isn't just any piece of shit. So we're going to find out how long Glass Frasco Christmas is. But even if it's an hour, it's worth it. It's probably 55 minutes. But it takes to just have the time to let it breathe.
Wow, actually.
It takes the time to let it breathe. And that's what it is. How long is it?
It's actually 30 minutes, 30 seconds.
Oh, folks, I'm telling you, watch it. I set it up in the beginning. It's 30 minutes. And 30 seconds. I set it up in the beginning, but I want to tell you now, if you haven't heard me say it before, it really is cool. Like, I explain up front. It's like me and Andy Frasco meeting, and we like, captured it. And it's just really, it's really fun, and it looks beautiful. And Aaron Simon, like, took all this just cell phone footage and pieced it together, and, like, just beautifully. It's a work of art. I really think it is. I really do. I think it looks really beautiful. And putting all that stuff together is not easy. So, Glass Frasco Christmas. And speaking of great things, you know, the it's on YouTube and it's free, and it's I talked about this before, but I will again. So it's I think I might have. We went on, you know, I took the same band along with John Brand Wagner. We went to four different cities, and John shot every single show. And like I said, because I was unaware of the cameras, I was, I managed to just, you know, I know they were there because I saw him doing it sometimes, but that was also very easy for me to forget. And that's why he captured what my live show is like on the road. And I'm proud of it because, you know what, it looks fun for me to watch it with not doing it. And it's tight, and that band is amazing. It's like, it is absolutely sketch and stand-up right down the middle almost. It's probably 70% stand-up, 30%, 40% in that area sketch. But just weird sketch, like not sketch-like, it's just different. It's just this band of buffoons always backing me no matter what I fucking say or do, they have my back.
I think you're even closer to 50-50 than
50-50, I'll take it. Well, I wish it was. I was just, I like to give people still a big dose of stand-up. If that's what they're going out for, whatever I do, I prefer it does have a gigantic chunk of stand-up.
Yeah.
Because I like stand-up, and it's fun to watch, and it's, if you like the comedian, you'll usually like it. So I want my specials to have a lot of stand-up. My next special, I want, I just want it to be stand-up in the band. That's it. No big opening. It's going to open, boom, bang, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass, right to the stage. And then, boom, joke, 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 joke. 5-6 minutes of jokes, and then come in with the band. Joke, 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 joke. 15 minutes of jokes, then band. 5 minutes, band. Just the band bits layered throughout the whole show, and I'm done talking. So it's 35 minutes. Glass Fresco Christmas. Go watch it and write some. Go on there. Not fake nice comments. You're going to want to. You're going to see it. You're like, wow, this is glued together beautifully. Glass Fresco Christmas. Yeah. It should have, you know, there you go. Throw some love Aaron Simon's way. Because he got injured in a skateboard accident. But he's fine. He had to have his legs and arms amputated and his head.
At least it's not bad.
No. He said he's...
Some people go through...
Some people that lose their head and their arms and their legs, they give up.
Yeah.
I had a friend. He got everything, got amputated but his finger. And he was sitting there one day on his finger. And I'm like, get up and do something. And his finger... I go, do you want to live? And his finger, I want to live. And then he ended up getting a job in the elevator.
Wait, what's his name again?
Johnny Pepper Skipper. Don't you fucking ask me what his name is. Did you do that to trick me?
I think I might know him. He might be someone different that I'm thinking about, but I go...
Why, you have a girlfriend that dated a finger? Yeah. Ooh, no wonder. Ooh, that's not the right reaction. Because ooh meant like, oh, she... ooh isn't right, but it's funny that this girl would date the finger.
It's probably someone else.
No, there's only one guy like this, doctors say. Anyway... So, how about Sammy Ray and the Friends? No, what's her name again?
Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Sammy Ray and the Friends. Someone send some love their way. Let's get her on the show, the whole band. Oh, everything, the backup singers, it's just fucking, it just looks like it would be a fun show to go to. And it sounds crazy because you might think, well, who doesn't have zero tolerance for what I'm about to say, but I like someone that is, you know, a strong presence on stage, isn't afraid of the microphone, let alone just being comfortable up there, all of a sudden just doing a high kick or just like fucking moving around, like you look like you want to move around, just the way you're feeling it, you're not trying, you're just that, along with not being afraid of the fucking microphone. I cannot enjoy a performer if they're afraid of the microphone. It bugs me. I can't enjoy it. And you don't have to, and anyway, that's it. And she's got a really beautiful voice.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it? What type of music is it? It's I'm sure someone has a name for it, but to me it's just like whatever it wants to be.
Yeah.
I should be a movie critic. I really know my shit, man.
What do you think about Rush Hour, Todd?
Nah, I don't even care about Russia.
Alright. Okay.
I know. Rush Hour?
Rush Hour.
Why? What's that?
The movie.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
Did you see it?
Yeah. The bit was that you're a movie critic. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I've been thrown over. true.
You know what? I'm a movie critic. I just go for the popcorn.
Right.
And did you?
Hey, Todd, you saw Titanic, right?
Sure. No, I didn't. Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I can't watch Titanic. Like, if it comes on late at night, sometimes it's... Well, I don't have television anymore, but when it did, sometimes it would be playing, like... Or it would be an option on when we're watching movies to pick it and watch it. But it also had come... Maybe it didn't come up. Would it come up on television? Is it at this point? Would Titanic just show up on like a weird channel?
It would. Probably like a... Well, maybe not anymore.
No, I don't...
Probably not anymore.
Well, I didn't think anymore. It's not... Because it's too big of a movie to end up just on television. It would be on maybe Netflix or Amazon to buy it. Yes.
HBO.
Right. I don't know. Look, it doesn't even matter. The point of the story is that I don't want to look like I'm lying. And... all I know is that it came up a few times as an option to watch. It might have been when we're picking old movies. You know, when you're on whatever thing they're available. You're going, should we watch Netflix? Oh, let's watch an old movie. And three or four times that movie came up for, you know, you want to watch Titanic? No, I said. All that's set up for me to say that. It's sad. Okay, no, I said. And I'll tell you why. It's too much. It's too sad for me. I know the horror that's about to happen. Now, you might think, well, that's true in any movie. Any movie, you know, there's always something that's going to happen in a movie and you're aware of it. Okay, but you can still enjoy the movie. Not with this. It's too real. And not that it ever happened to me, but it's so like, if it's a movie and it's like spaceships and boom, boom, I'm not going to be up in a spaceship. Getting shot at. I don't, I'm not scared. Or a guy with a bank hoist and the guns. I'm like, all right, I'm never going to be. That's the type of, I can't.
But you
could be on a boat. And to know that was happening, Jesus Christ. One time the guy was shooting people so they wouldn't get in the boat. I couldn't say I wouldn't be above that. Ladies first, listen. It's equal. Boom. Anyway. No, but they made the band play right to the very end. I thought that was rude. Keep playing.
Sammy Ray would.
Sammy Ray would. Yeah. Sammy Ray would just play right. I can't do impersonations or sound effects. I like that I call sounding like I'm drowning an impersonation. All right, so anyway, my point is that Sammy Ray is going to do the show. We've already talked to her people, and she's going to come by. Well, I tell you what, someone should isolate this and send it to her. Say, Todd Glass, no one ever does it lately. Nobody does shit anymore, and I'm really getting fed up. People used to help me on this show. Now I put a cry out. No, they're not even listening anymore. Great, I remember you, and you don't remember me. Remember the guy we sang, and he took Eddie Pepitone's voice, and he put it to music. So we used to be able to sing, and then he would put music to it. It was fucking amazing. I never took it for granted. I had Eddie Pepitone sing It's Mr. Rogers' song, and then he scored it with music. Holy shit. This guy must be dead. He's dead. He got hit by a bus. He got run over by a train.
I heard he's a finger now.
I heard he's just a finger. I heard he's just an eyeball, and he went blind. And now he has a seeing eye dog. This is true. Why would I make it up? I think I should stop because this might get too long. What's the length you could send this opening?
I think you could... Probably about now would be good.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks... Oh, I need someone to help me stretch. If you live in the Los Angeles area near... And I'll even tell you close enough because I need someone close. Well, maybe I shouldn't ask because then I might get a lot of erroneous email. But, I need to have once a week have someone stretch me. I didn't realize the benefits more than I already thought they were, and I knew that they were good anyway. The benefits of stretching, but it does more. You know what else it does? And I don't have any. Thank the good nature to prevent arthritis.
Yeah.
Because I guess your joints getting oxygen and once a week now. Let me tell you something. When you talk to me in 2 months. Every single week, I'm going to be stretching. It's worth my money. I'm not going to do it without them there. I might do a shitty job. Well, if they tell me to, let's say they tell me do this when I'm not around. Let's say they say, hey, Todd, do this when I'm not around. They give me homework. And what time is it? Oh, we're almost done.
Yeah.
We're done. I go, what time? They say, Todd, do this stretching well, you know, during the week. And I only do 20% of it. That's better. And then a full stretch once a week, I'm still in good shape. Los Angeles, are you a trainer? Do you want to stretch? Free. I don't pay for shit. I advertise you on the show. You don't. You say, Todd, put your wallet away around me. You're no good. And I'm interested in a two-hour massage. But when I get a massage, I go to pay you. I'm very forceful about it. I go, no, no, I won't do it. I tell, and then you go, Todd, please. To get mentioned in your podcast is a very big deal. It's not like I'm asking for a car or a free dinner. We're talking about a trade of services. Don't try to rip me off. Okay, Cody's got to go. So, Cody, yeah. I didn't let you say that much. Do you want to say hi to your mom?
Well, she used to stretch people.
Your mom did?
Yeah.
I'm sure she did.
She used to skateboard, too. I told her, don't do it.
No, you can't skateboard.
She's a fingernail.
Your mom's just...
Yeah, but I called her. I said, you know a don't. Stretch person? But she said she'll point me in the right direction.
All right, everybody. That was a no-show show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I didn't just cover the speaker. If I did, I did. I'm not redoing this. I had my finger underneath. It might have been covering it. I hope not too long. All right. Guess what? Be happy. Everything's scary. Soon we're going to know what's happening. Until then, stay low. Don't go outside. Don't be flipping shit over. Please be extra nice. Go out and be extra fucking nice. Not too nice. You don't want to creep people out. Okay. Cody's got to go. I got to go. You got to go. Take care. And like I say, I'm just kidding. Now I'm going on too long. All right. This is a no-show show. And then Aristotle, bring in a song you like right now. Come on, like polish this show up. It all happens at the very end. The right song comes in now. It's below me. It's building. And all of a sudden that song takes over. That is a polished show.